Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. May we hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. I really enjoy, of course, all the Psalms, but really in the early 60s, Psalm 62 and 60 through 64, really good. Just give you a lot of insight sometimes when you're just hanging out with the Lord, and gives you a little peek into warfare. And remember, you'll hear me say all the time, the main deal of warfare is deception. So you won't know that it's warfare, right? Because if you knew it was warfare from up front, then you could catch it real easily. So the whole thing about warfare is this, the total deception of it, where you're believing and I'm believing lies and not catch it. And you're way down here after you've started believing lies, and your emotions and everything's caught up in it, right? And really, Psalm 62, there's just, it's too much in here. We don't have time. Really, like, this is real intimate Psalms. So my soul waits in silent for God only, for him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, and I shall not greatly be shaken. And really, this means so much more to us as New Testament believers, because of God being our rock and our stronghold, people being in Christ, that's where we've been placed, right? We've actually been placed inside this fortress, stronghold in Christ. And just to be reminded of that, it says, how long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall in a tottering fence? They have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. Another, just some insight into here, that they counsel together to take you and me and thrust us from who we are in Christ, our high position, sons and daughters of the King. Their plotting is to thrust you down from that place, or make you not remember that's who you are, where you stand, or where you're from, right? They delight in falsehood, and meaning when they bless with their mouth, meaning that it kind of sounds true. Sounds good when we're entertaining the thought, right? Again, we're thinking we're believing something that is true about us, but it's just falsehood. And he goes on, my soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation and my stronghold. I will not be shaken. On God, my salvation and my glory rests. He's the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all time, people. Pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge. Men of low degree, only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances, they go up. They are together, lighter than breath. They're just mere vapors. Then it says this is really cool. Do not trust in oppression, right? Been a word the Lord shared with me just through the years, you know, because when your emotions are, you're trusting in oppression, right? You're trusting in how you feel, right? And you start trusting in, well, how I feel must be somehow related to something that is very true, or I wouldn't be feeling this way, right? When we go down that path, we're biting the apple, right? We're biting the bait when we start trusting in oppression or how we feel, because your feelings are very are damaged from the fall, right? Your emotions will eventually catch up with what is true. If you believe and just fill your heart and mind with truth, declare truth, eventually your emotions will catch up with how you believe and how you feel, not the other way around. We don't trust in our emotions because they're so deceptive and they're damaged, right? And if you haven't found that to be true, you will find that to be true, because your emotions have nothing to do with what is true about you, what God declares over you, right? And so that's the little strings, the puppet strings that the enemy pulls with you, to trust in oppression, to trust in your emotions. That has to be true. You're feeling this way, then something is wrong, and something's wrong with you, right? I can tell by the looks on your face, we've all been there. And Psalm 63 is good. I can't read all of these psalms to you, would be here. It's just really cool. This is Psalm 63, the very next psalm, verses 9 through 11. Those who seek my life to destroy it, they will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. This is just kind of Lord's vengeance on them, right? The power of the sword is the power of his word. They will be prey for foxes. The king will rejoice, and everyone who swears by him will glory, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped, right? Now, this is all him getting in God's presence, right? Getting in the, God is his refuge, he's the rock, his salvation. All this has to do with David going through all this stuff and him getting in where he knows to go, and that's in the presence of God, because that's where you hear truth. That's where lies are exposed. That's where lies are dealt with, right? And one of the reasons the enemy wants to keep you from going there is because even there is where judgment is passed on the enemy in your on your behalf, right? Where the Lord, however he does it, you know, however he wants to do it, angels or whatever goes after them, and, you know, they just get cast back down to the pits where they belong, and the lies are destroyed, and they actually have to pay for what they've done to you, right? Just encourage. And Psalm 64 is really cool, too. Then we're going to jump over to Romans real quick. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret council. And this whole thing is about them shooting. You've heard me talk about that before. Them shooting from concealment, shooting arrows from darkness, right? Again, is so you won't know where it's coming from and you can't see where it's coming from. And then at the very end of that, that God will shoot at them with an arrow, you know. So, meaning a lot of this. Says they will. I want to read this, but God will shoot an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. Suddenly they will stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who see them will shake their head, and the righteous man will be glad in the Lord. Okay. So a lot of the arrows the Lord is shooting of being of us being people in Christ, right? It's just taking the finished work of the cross and applying it, right? And I love these. This is just at the end of Romans chapter 8. And this is all in one paragraph I'm reading you. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who has justified, right? That word charge is an accusation. Who will bring an accusation against God's elect? God has already justified, right? Declaring that you are guiltless, okay? So accusations come to make you feel guilty, right? So who is trying to make you feel guilty? Not a what, it's a who, right? It's the enemy. God has already justified. So when you're hearing these emotions, if you're trusting in oppression, if there's any guilt there at all, any accusation against you, don't listen to it. It's not from the Lord, right? That's how the enemy works, with accusations, to accuse you. Then 34 says, who is the one who condemns? And that word condemns, just from two words, it means to judge down. Look down room on. Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, and who is at the right hand of God, right? Who intercedes for us. Again, this word intercedes is a different one, but there's a couple of different words for intercede. This one here is, we talked about the other day, means to, taken from an archery term, to hit the mark, right? Means to obtain, that Jesus has already obtained it for you. You've hit the mark. So, he who was raised at the right hand of God, you're there at the right hand of God, right? Jesus is not there, he's already done it. He doesn't have to plead before the Father on your behalf. That has already been done. So the condemnation that comes, who condemns, brings a sense of shame against you, right? So he's reminding us here again, hey guys, don't listen to it. You are seated at the right hand of God in Christ. So this part of warfare comes to make you not remember or forget that you are favored. You are favored by God. The same favor that is on Jesus is on you. So anything you're believing that has anything to do with that, against that, don't listen to it. Because Jesus has already obtained it for you. Right? So I don't have to work to get back there or get, you know, try to obtain everything. That's one of the biggest things in warfare too, because if you think, and we all, you know, in our walks with the Lord, kind of stumble along sometimes, right? And I always use the illustration. Most people here in Selma knows where the track is out there. And so your sense is sometimes that if you've gotten off track, that everybody is way ahead of you. They've been walking way ahead of you. And you feel like, I've got to get back on track and try to catch up, do all this catching up. And it's discouraging, right? But the truth is, you're in Christ, right? That hasn't changed at all. All you have to do is just step back on the track, meaning you start being who you are, right? It's just really that simple, right? I have to counsel with people like that all the time who have been so condemned and so accused that they just can't seem to find their way back, when the truth is, they never went anywhere. I mean, you know what I mean? You just come back to who you are. I mean, oh gosh, I'm in Christ, you know? That hasn't changed at all, right? So, really cool thing. Then who will separate us, right? He keeps using who, trying to let us know there's a who out there that is fighting against us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or peril or sword, just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are considered sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor any created thing will be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, where you are, right? So, be at peace. Nothing can separate you from that. The battle is between your ears, right? To thrust you from your high position, and you just like shake it off. And Jesus is so cool because part of the interceding, the word intercede for us is to meet with. The word means to meet with you, to meet with us, to light upon us, right? And he's always reminding us. Every time I get with him, he just always reminds me of who I am, what is true, and he exposes the lies for what they are, right? And I can't remember what it was yesterday that I started entertaining, a thought, right? And by the end of the day, I found myself feeling kind of depressed or oppressed. I thought, why am I feeling this way? You know? And I was trusting in oppression, right? And the Lord just immediately took me back to right here, this point in time, you entertained something that wasn't true, right? And this is how you got down the road here in your emotions. So flipped a switch. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Lord, that wasn't true at all, you know? And then, guess what? My emotions went, caught back up to where I was, right? So if you're feeling like that, just ask the Lord what lie you're entertaining, where it came in, and then what is true, and you'll be right back, right? Amen.